A few days earlier, a high-level meeting was arranged on polio eradication. According to media reports, the meeting compared the polio cases data for the first 3 months of the ongoing year with the last 3 months of 2024 and expressed great satisfaction that there was an 80% decrease in the number of polio cases when comparing these two quarters. Where political leaders and non-technical persons could be excused for not knowing the science behind this apparent improvement, the health team should have briefed their leaders that the reason we have 6 cases in the first quarter has nothing to do with the quality of polio campaigns in these months. But today, proceedings of another high-level meeting have been published by the newspapers. The meeting was headed by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, who was pleased to learn that only 6 new cases of the deadly virus have been identified in the first 3 months of 2025, when compared with the last 3 months of 2024. These talking points for the Prime Minister or other high-level officials, as well as press briefings, are normally carefully prepared and vetted by technical teams to ensure that there is no scientific inaccuracy. However, it seems that non-existent credit is being claimed intentionally. It's important for our readers to know that the decrease in the number of polio cases in the early months of the current year is not due to the improvement of polio campaigns, but the fact is that polio has a seasonal effect, and we were passing through a low transmission season. In cold and dry periods where fewer people are mingling, the polio virus has fewer opportunities to survive and infect others. However, it has longer survival and greater opportunities to infect larger populations in warm and humid months. That is the reason why we saw more reporting of cases in the last quarter of 2024 compared to the first quarter of 2025. In the first quarter of 2024, only 5 polio cases had been reported compared to 6 in 2025. That is why any disease with seasonal patterns needs to be compared season to season and not month to month. Any first-year student of epidemiology and public health learns this in their first month of school. So why are highly educated technical teams in polio eradication in Pakistan and abroad are not correcting their leaders on this particular aspect? Recently, a provincial minister had held a press conference flanked by multiple pediatricians, with him challenging WHO notification of a polio case in Punjab. The minister was apparently angry and claimed that the infected child is walking normally and has resumed body strength. He thus insisted that it can't be polio, and that WHO should revise the criteria for defining someone with polio. Once again, a political leader does not know that in the majority of cases, polio has no apparent signs and symptoms in its patients, and only few will develop permanent paralysis.